Finally, this hour, a kitchen encounter in China.
My name is Li Zhenqing.
And he comes wielding very sharp instruments. Whoa, careful with that cleaver, Mr. Li. And careful of the fire.
Chinese cuisine, many, many times, big fire.
Oh, yeah.
Very beautiful.
Big fire.
Yeah, big fire.
I met Li Zhenqing back in April in Chengdu, China. This was before the Sichuan earthquake. I met him over a big blackened wok in a teaching kitchen at the Sichuan Higher Institute of Cuisine, which later came through the earthquake just fine. Sichuan, of course, is famous for its food with its mouth-numbing spicy heat. Li Zhenqing is an instructor there. He introduced me to the world of ma, and I haven't been the same since. Ma means numbing in Chinese, and that sensation is a distinctive characteristic of Sichuan food. It comes from the Sichuan peppercorn, in Chinese, hua jiao, meaning flower pepper. The Sichuan pepper isn't a pepper at all. It's an aromatic berry from the prickly ash tree. Those berries are dried, they turn a beautiful purplish color, and they're used with abandon in many of the dishes I ate in Sichuan. But there are other uses, too.
So in Sichuan, when you toothpick, you can take this, and after you feeling no ache.
If you have a toothache, you put a Sichuan pepper in your tooth,
yes.
It numbs it,
yes.
You don't feel a thing.
When you toothache, you can take this.
Li Zhenqing thumbs through a mound of Sichuan peppercorns he's going to cook with.
I like this very much because when you put a little, it's just a fragrance. When you put more, it's numb.
It makes you numb.
Yes.
It's a numbing. Should I bite it?
But take care.
Take care.
Yes.
Well, I pop a peppercorn into my mouth and chomp down hard.
Okay, so I've bitten on this peppercorn and it's, my tongue is tingling.
Yeah.
But it's not hot.
Yes.
It's just tingling. It's
lovely. My mouth starts buzzing, dancing with a fizzy heat. The taste fills my mouth. Fragrant, a little bit sour.
Okay, the tingling is now in my lips. It's moved from my tongue to my lips.
Me too. Me too.
But it's a good tingling. It's not painful. Yes.
So, the high quality.
Very high quality?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Li Zhenqing stir-fries up a wokful of kung pao chicken, chicken with peanuts, with lots of hot chilies and Sichuan pepper. Before I came to Chengdu, the food writer Fuchsia Dunlop had told me I had to eat kung pao chicken, that it would taste totally different from the dish found in lots of Chinese restaurants in the States. And she's right. Li Zhenqing's kung pao chicken has layers of flavor I've never tasted before.
It has a kick.
No, it's a little chilly. It's great because as you eat it, you get this little burst of the sort of fragrant pepper flavor.
Yes.
It just sort of filters in the middle with the chicken and the peanuts.
Can you do these dishes after you?
I'm going to do it.
Yes?
You want me to make it?
Yes.
That's a challenge.
You.
I take that challenge.
Okay, no problem. Just try.
Okay.
But something is missing.
I think I need a hat.
Oh, yes.
Okay, with my white chef's hat on, I mix up the sauce.
And we need three of these.
Three of the vinegar, okay.
Yes. One. Two,
black vinegar,
three,
soy,
three.
Salt and sugar,
okay.
With cornstarch and water.
I need the big fire and put some oil and stir fry the chicken.
The chicken, okay.
The flame roars fiercely around the wok. I toss in the chicken mixed with the sauce. Relax, Mr. Li tells me. Easy for him to say.
Stir fry. Slowly.
Slowly.
My left hand is wrapped in a towel holding one handle of the wok. It's heavy and hot and harder than it looks. I slide the chicken out of the wok, most of it anyway. I toss in the hot chilies and Sichuan peppercorns, then ginger and garlic and scallions.
Stir fry, on the fire, stir fry.
Back in goes the chicken, and that's it.
Very good.
Now the moment of truth. Li Zhenqing takes a bite.
Mm. Very good. It's better than me, than mine.
No.
Yes, yes.
You're just
yes.
being nice to a stranger.
And he's too polite to mention I burned the chilies.
My mouth is tingling. In a good way. Thank you for my lesson. That was a treat. I don't think you get your hat back, though. I'm going to keep the hat.
Big chef. Big chef.
That cooking adventure from my visit to the Sichuan Higher Institute of Cuisine in Chengdu, China, back in April. If you want to try making authentic Kung Pao chicken yourself, you'll find a recipe at our website, npr.org.